This picture is an example of what you get when you really know your gear and you know your you know what you're looking for in your mind. And I don't say this to be self-congratulatory. I'm just saying that over the years, and it's been now 4 years since I've been doing Weekly 50, I've really started to figure out what my camera can do and what I can create when I take my camera to a given scene. Now, when I saw the genesis for this photo was we were driving out of town, south of town on Highway 77, my wife and I, and we had our kids with us. And I saw this building kind of off on the west side of the highway, and I immediately had this image in my mind of a picture that I wanted to get. And I knew that with my D750, not my D7100 because that's cropped frame, but I knew that with my D750, if I stood about at the edge of the road and approached this from a certain time of day, I knew that I could get a picture just like this. And that's something that I never would have thought of previously. Like when I first got my camera, I didn't understand what a 50 millimeter focal length could do. I didn't understand about lighting. I didn't understand about composing a shot so that you get the things in it that you want. But over the years, I've sort of learned that. I can't like check it off and say, okay, that's done. I've learned more about all that. And so when I saw this scene, I immediately had a vision in my mind for what a picture could be like of this old barn or pole barn, whatever it is. So a couple days later, I drove out to this scene on the way to work. And it's just a minute out of town, so it's not really a big deal. It's not like I had to drive an hour to get this shot or whatever. But I knew that the sun would be coming up. The building is facing east, and so the morning light is just starting to peek over the horizon behind where I'm shooting here. And sure enough, I brought my D750, brought my tripod, because I knew the light would be kind of dim and I was going to need a little longer exposure. And I got, I'm not kidding, like almost exactly the shot that I had envisioned when we were driving down the highway a week or so earlier. And it was a really cool feeling to be able to do that, to be able to picture something in my mind and return a few days later and get the shot that I was looking for. Now, there was other issues like where exactly to stand. So I moved up and down the fence line here. I didn't cross into their property, but I moved north and south just a few feet to get a slightly different composition. And there was other issues like where do I put the horizon line? Do I put it really high, really low? Normally I would put the horizon line a little lower than this, but I kind of like it where it is now, almost bisecting the frame right in the middle. And I'm pretty happy with how it turned out. I don't remember much about the exposure settings. I think it was like about a second or something like that of an exposure. That stuff doesn't really matter to me in this case as much, so much as just the picture that I got. I think it's kind of cool. I have a link on the blog to the Google Map, to a link on Google Maps where you can actually see this same barn or whatever it is in broad daylight when the street view car was going by. And I wonder if what sense you get if you click on that and you see this. Do you see a picture like this, or do you see a different picture that you might get with your camera and your gear? And to me, the takeaway in all this is the more experience you get, the more you know about your camera, your gear, your style of photography, the better you're going to get at creating the shots that you really want to create.